Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Sean, that should read, coming to you from the very hot studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, because we have no air conditioning in this studio building here.
Oh, today. I'm sorry, man.
Brutal, man. It's brutal. So I've got a fan going in the background, because the ones out in the hallway that are running are too obnoxious.
Oh, you know, I've been in that scenario before, so good luck.
Yeah, well, we've got this little oscillating fan back here that I've got stationary because we have to get some air going. So you might hear it, folks. You might hear the fan in the background. Don't worry about it. If I turn it off, which I tried, it's very hot, no air. And all I can tell you is if you hear a thud and then silence, call 911 and send them to Peachtree Street on in downtown Atlanta, right, Sean?
Yeah, and do it real fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are on the Armed American Radio Network, and this is a really festive show for us today because, Sean, we are live right now for the first time in the nation's capital, in Washington, D.C., where we are bringing the Prescription for Freedom tour to the nation's capital. And I just know that Barack Hussein Obama and his lovely bride are listening right now.
I'm sure they are.
Because they want to listen to us talk about the right to keep and bear arms here in America and discuss in detail the recently struck down D.C. gun ban and the soon-to-be Chicago ban. And and I know that they are freedom lovers. Barack Hussein Obama is a freedom lover, and he will welcome Armed American Radio with open arms in the nation's capital inside the Beltway. And we're also being heard in the confines out there of Northern Virginia and Maryland.
Yes.
So welcome to listeners on WWRC, 1260 a.m., Washington, D.C., intelligent talk, as Armed American Radio brings intelligent talk about the right to keep and bear arms within the restrictive borders. Yeah, you've been so oppressed in Washington, D.C. for so long, Sean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're here.
Yes, we are, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, man. And you will join us for the evening, right, with your mic on?
Yes, I will.
Beautiful. Let's get some of the stuff out of the way here, shall we? Let's get a little business out of the way first, and then we'll move right into the program today. And first, I'd like to welcome you, Washington, nationwide, especially Washington, D.C., WWRC, 1260 AM listeners, Intelligent Talk. It's great to have you with us on Armed American Radio. The guest lineup today is another good one. Aaron Zellman, the founder of JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, is here today on Armed American Radio. Going to be a great interview, a lot of really fun things to talk about. And this one's great, too. In honor of being live in Washington, D.C. for the first time, we've got Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun,
who gave an excellent speech at the Second Amendment March.
He did, and he also introduced me for my speech at said march.
Yep.
And was just a class act and so fun to talk to. And Ken has been on Armed American Radio before. It's been about a year, I believe. I can't believe I'm saying that. But he'll be here. And, of course, George, the Mad Ogre Hill in Utah, will be here. And we're going to talk specific firearms with George. And going to kind of mix the program up a little bit tonight and dive down into freedom. All right. Let's give some phone numbers out. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. If you want to talk about guns and the right to bear arms anywhere around metropolitan Washington, D.C., feel free to utilize that phone number. Pick the phone up and dial it. We know you're listening, and we welcome you, and we welcome your calls. Right, Sean?
Absolutely.
We had some good ones last week.
We really did. And I learned a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah. Emails, too. Emails. Oh, phones are lighting up already. That's great. Emails, too. mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Please feel free to email. We will read everything we can on the air. They come in real time. That's great. And Mark, A-A-R, Mark. What is it? Twitter.com/AARMark. Well, I don't even say that anymore because you monitor that, Sean. Twitter.com/AARMark. So that will bring you into the studio and get you live on Armed American Radio tonight, where we're talking about your right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment, folks, for you listeners in Washington, D.C., is simply not open for debate on this program, period. If you want to hear an opposing view, pick up the Washington Post, watch MSNBC, any major news network, and listen to that all day long. We don't waste your time on Armed American Radio giving you garbage. We poke fun at them and have fun with it, and we talk about the truth and the facts and the right to keep and bear arms on this program. So, man, really good stuff. Sean, are you with me? He is answering the telephones. Okay, folks, I've got one more thing I want to get out of the way with you, and that is www.jointheuscca.com. I have mentioned it for the last couple of broadcasts, and I'll continue to mention it. The site is still live. Head on over there. I've created a website for you, and we're in our second year of broadcasting now, episode 54, I do believe, 53 or 54. I'll have to do the math. But I created jointheuscca.com specifically for you and put together three really nice packages for you as a thank you from me to you. Get involved. Join the USCCA. And, Sean, guess what?
What?
We have a new America's Hero adopted on Armed American Radio tonight.
Really?
Yes, we do. And I'm going to talk about that in more detail later.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I got an email from Ed Rouse, our adopted hero, Samuel's father, obviously. And he was out in San Diego just recently. Missed our friend Rob Pincus by about 2 hours, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
They were going to get together out there and were unable to do so. And I got a really nice email to him saying, it is so great to see that you've got another adopted hero. Tell us where to send stuff. We're going to put a package together for him and his troop today. So we'll do that, ladies and gentlemen, in just a little bit. Bear with us. Hey, Sean, do we have enough time to run that opening that we want to have some fun with since we're live in D.C. tonight?
Absolutely, we do.
Go for it, because there's a new chief in town, folks.
By the time I'm finished speaking tonight, more Americans will have lost their health insurance.
Our deficit will grow.
Premiums will go up.
They did.
By the time I'm finished speaking tonight, more Americans will have lost their health insurance.
They did.
Our deficit will grow.
Patients will be denied the care
they need. Business owners will continue to drop coverage altogether. By the time
they
I'm
are.
Finished speaking tonight, more Americans will have lost their health insurance.
They did.
I will not walk away from these Americans, and neither should the people in this chamber. By the
you
time
bet.
I'm finished speaking tonight, more Americans will have lost their health insurance.
That's right.
I'm eager to see it.
You sure are.
Here's what I ask Congress, though.
Please ask.
Don't walk away from reform.
Don't.
Not now.
No.
Not when we are so close.
Uh-uh.
Let us find a way to come together and finish the job for the American people.
Yes.
Let's get it done.
Sean, that's the old chief.
You taking over, huh?
This is it, baby. And he gets a bonehead. We talked last week. We let the listeners know, didn't we, listener? Yes, we did. We're talking to you directly. We told you that he would say something stupid and win a Bonehead of the Week award this week, did we not?
You did. You sure did, as you started the show with it.
And he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He will never disappoint Armed American Radio listeners. But what's important was not the fact that we're an open border nation now with Mexico.
Yes.
Not the fact that he's calling for a new international order in the little commencement speech he gave.
Yes.
But it was what he didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners love on Armed American Radio, I get emails all the time, love the quotes at the opening of the show from the Founding Fathers and the gun control kooks and everybody else that we can put together.
Yeah.
Here's the quote that I'd like to open up tonight with, and it's from Barack Hussein Obama. Sean, you ready?
Yes.
Here it comes.
Mexico needs your cooperation.
Nope, stop. Stop the tapes, nerdly. You heard the silence there?
Yes.
We'll get to Calderon later.
Yes.
It's what Obama didn't say.
Absolutely.
When the Mexican president was deriding our nation and our state and the beautiful free state of Arizona. And it was by virtue of the fact that Barack Hussein Obama said nothing, which immediately implied agreement.
He didn't say anything, and I'm ashamed to say that some people in Congress actually stood up in
the
chamber.
Yeah, we're getting there. Let's go there now.
Boy.
Half the chamber stood on their feet. That's right.
Yeah.
The Democrats rose.
Not feeling that.
No, no. So we can infer some things from that, can't we?
Yes, we can.
What did Calderon say? Do we have time?
Actually, we don't.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that. We'll just talk about it and set it up. When we come back, we're going to play that clip. And I want to get Aaron Zellman's point of view on that, too, because when we come back from the break, the first break, Aaron Zellman, the founder of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO, will be here, Sean. A great guy.
Looking forward to hearing him. Absolutely.
A ton of information. And that means our first break. Yep. WWRC 1260 AM Intelligent Talk. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Isn't that beautiful, folks, inside D.C.? The Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we'll be right back after these messages. Crank it.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Whew, I bet there's folks driving around in Washington, D.C. going, what in the world is this?
Yeah, I think we caught them off guard with that one.
Armed American Radio, that belongs on the other side of the Potomac. This isn't even America. This is Washington, D.C. Jeez, we're talking about guns? Wow. Folks, the bonehead, I have to say that the bonehead, Barack Hussein Obama won. He's one of this week's boneheads, bonehead winners. And by virtue of the fact that he, well, he's a bonehead. And he didn't say boneheaded things, right? Maybe he did, but the one that won him the award was what he didn't say. So I wanted to clarify that Barack Obama is bonehead number one. And we'll get some input from Mr. Zellman here in just a minute, Sean. And I'm going to go to him right away.
Okay.
877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. If you want to call in and join the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Mr. Aaron Zellman of the JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Aaron, how are you?
Fine, Mark. And yourself?
I'm doing great. And it's really fun to be heard in Washington, D.C. tonight, isn't it?
Oh, I bet it is.
Oh, we're inside the Beltway, man, and you're being heard, too. So
someone's going to have a high blood pressure problem.
Oh, man. You know, I'm telling you, there's somebody driving around going, honey, turn that up. Turn that up. They're talking about guns.
Yep.
Are we in Virginia yet? Because we're not supposed to talk about guns in Washington. Well, guess what? The Heller decision says we can not only talk about guns, we can keep guns and bear guns in Washington, D.C. And we're going to do everything we can. And I know your organization fights very hard. So let's start there, Aaron. Tell us about JPFO.
Well, JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, is 20 years old. Our goal has always been the destruction of gun control. We have no interest in compromising. We're firm believers that a human being should choose to live by God's law, which commands us to defend our lives and that of others, instead of choosing to die from man's law, which is what you have today in America. There's too many gun control laws are man's law, and they're very dangerous to our well-being. Obviously, in Washington, D.C., there's not much interest in God's law, and it's probably one of the reasons why we decided to do a film, especially it would be useful in Washington, D.C., called No Guns for Negroes. And this is a film that shows the history of how racist America's gun control laws are.
It's very powerful. I watched it this afternoon.
Thank you.
By the way, incredibly powerful.
It's on our website, and it's free. So people can watch the film free. They can download it if they want, make copies if they want, and they can just go to jpfo.org, jpfo.org. And that's one of our free films that they can certainly watch. And there's another film there that we brought out after the Heller decision that people might also want to take a look at. And then that film is called 2A Today for the USA, 2A meaning Second Amendment.
Now, you also have another film out that's been very, very popular, wildly popular. I'll go out on a limb and state that, and that is The Gang.
Yes, The Gang is a film that we did a number of years ago. It exposes the criminal behavior of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I'm glad to say The Gang has been helpful, useful in helping end some careers at the ATF and exposing how government criminals think and what government criminals do and what government criminals say. And so The Gang is wildly popular. People who believe in constitutional government, who believe in the Second Amendment, but The Gang is hated by the folks at the FBI and, of course, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And we have to assume the Justice Department does not like the American people realizing and learning more about the criminals at the BATFE.
Yeah, that is a very, very powerful, and also I think the right choice of word here would be extremely provocative, right?
You might say that.
I guess maybe to somebody that, you know, maybe the guy driving down the road right now that just said, turn that up, who might not know a lot about guns or the history of gun control laws or the history of the BATFE, originally the ATF, will find that I guess, maybe provocative.
Well, we hope so, I mean, especially if they live in Washington, D.C. They can learn more about the racism of the BATFE. And it's really evil stuff that goes on there. And again, I would encourage people in Washington, D.C. to watch our film, No Guns for Negroes.
Let's talk about that film for just a minute before we go into our second break. That's powerful. I watched it just a little bit ago, and I'm broadcasting, if you heard the lead in there, the rejoinder from Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. And Atlanta, Georgia, has a very long history of gun control steeped in racism.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, in our film, when the film opens, No Guns for Negroes, one of the opening scenes is a copy of a front page article from the Atlanta Journal. And it talks about to disarm the Negro, no guns for Negroes, going to every Negro home.
You see it right there, folks. You see it right there on the video. You see the photograph of that exact column from the AJC. It's on there. And
so, yeah, and so I think that it's important that people understand the basis for the title of the film, but also to understand the purpose of the film. And by the way, the film has been very successful. You know, we've been able to use it with certain politicians in Maryland, and they have withdrawn legislation.
As a result of the film?
As a result of the film.
You know, is there any...
And also, I think if you'll notice, there's certain loudmouths in the black community, such as Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton.
Sharpton?
Who have been quiet about the gun control issue since the film has come out.
Well, okay, what
do... them, you know, we show these, as I call them, poverty pimps, to be frauds. When it comes to the issue of talking about and promoting gun control.
Yeah, he's never apologized for Tawana Brawley to this day.
He'd prefer you not bring that up.
Yeah, he would prefer that not be brought up. And it really disturbs me to see news outlets like Fox News and CNN and the whole rest of them giving him a forum. You know, I was living up in that area during that the time of that Tawana Brawley incident up there. We won't go into the details about that. Let's just say that... that's how he made a name for himself.
Yeah, I would suggest people just Google Tawana Brawley.
Just Google it up. You'll see it. He's never apologized. Yeah, he's never apologized for it, and it really pains me to see that he still has, that he's got this forum on these national news programs and can get out there and say what he says. And, you know, of course, he's all over the Arizona thing right now, too. But, all right, we'll move away from that. The No Guns for Negroes. As I said, very powerful stuff. Georgia's laws. Aaron, you're familiar with the public gathering laws here in Georgia?
Somewhat.
Okay. Those public gathering laws, the old Jim Crow laws, 140 years old, designed to keep freed black men and women disarmed by using a public gathering as an excuse. And we have a bill on our governor's desk today as we speak that is awaiting signature that will do away with a century of these discriminatory laws.
Well, gee, you know, you don't want the government of Georgia to rush into anything, do you?
No, we don't. We pushed them. It took a while, but we made it. Aaron, stick with us. We'll be right back after these messages. Yes, Sean, it did take a while. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I love it. Armed American Radio Network. Washington, D.C., we're talking to you. Your prescription for freedom is now filled. There's a new chief in the House, and we'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, folks. Especially Washington, D.C. today. WWRC 1260 AM, Intelligent Talk. We're talking intelligently about guns and the right to keep and bear arms. See? Uh-huh. That's patriotic stuff. That's hail to the chief.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I like it. Let's throw some guns in there and bring Aaron back, and let's talk a little bit about Calderon being here and some of the statements that he made. Aaron, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, I know that you heard this. I mean, you know, the descriptives. I don't even want to go there. We had the president of Mexico in the United States this week, trashing American states, American laws, asking our Congress in the People's House in front of a joint session. And, of course, he started out with that typical, I respect your Second Amendment. Well, that's real good. I'm glad you do. And then, of course, he asked Congress to reinstate the assault weapons ban. In America, Aaron, I got really angry. I'd really like to hear your opinion on that.
Well, I think the anger should be focused on
the Democrats who stood up and cheered.
Stood up and applauded this.
Yeah, thank you.
That was crazy.
I think that's where the anger has to be focused, and maybe that's what November's all about.
Well, we're seeing some rumblings there. I mean, look what happened in Hawaii yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
You know what? Let's talk about that for a second, because our commander-in-chief, his home district, it now has a big, fat, bold, black R in parentheses next to it, and I bet he's somebody woke him up and said, "Did you see that? Turn on Fox News." I bet he rolled over and flipped on Fox News right away. And saw that big R.
It's hard to say what he did or what he was doing when he did it. But I do think that getting back to the folks in Congress and the fellow from Mexico, our perspective is that Mexican government criminals should not be telling Americans, and I consider Mexico a criminal government. I was raised in Mexico, and I lived in Arizona. And I've been to Mexico on several occasions, and it is indeed a place, a land full of criminals. So I don't think criminals should be coming to America telling us that we should trash our constitutional rights.
No.
And I think that Democrats who stand up and agree, who agree with a criminal shouldn't be holding public office.
Absolutely.
I couldn't agree more. That was a despicable display. What happens is their true colors are coming out. They're all giddy, They're Democrat in the White House, Democrat House, Democrat Senate. I mean, we've watched the true socialistic agenda come to the forefront since this whole debacle began in 2008 with Obama's election. And people are seeing this for what it is right now. And the manifestation of it is now you're witnessing in Massachusetts, New Jersey, Virginia, Hawaii, Arlen, the defector specter, history. People are seeing through this party switching. They're seeing these politicians for what they are. And by the way, I bet I know how he reacted, Sean, when he heard that news.
What did he do?
He probably threw a 200-year-old ashtray across the room. And you know what? He owes the people the cost of that, because that's
absolutely
the people's house, just as it wasn't Ted Kennedy's seat. It's the people's seat, and they're figuring that out. And Aaron, I agree with you. That is what November is all about. You're seeing that referendum.
Yes.
I mean, the guy's toxic everywhere he goes right now.
Well, I think so, and I think that he brought it out himself. And hopefully the American people will learn we'll learn an easier way than what the German people learned, that being mesmerized by an individual is not a good idea.
No, I think people have that figured out by now. It's been a fascinating journey. And November afterwards is going to be fascinating. From 2010 till 2012 is going to be...
Now, let me just throw a little cold water on what you're saying there.
Please.
Number of months ago, we did an article questioning if there would even be elections in November. And the basis for that article was that you look at how cavalier the politicians are in America, how little they care about what the American people have to say or think about. Look at the legislation that's been passed against the wishes of the American people. And it's hard for me to believe that they're really worried about elections in November.
No, they don't care. They don't care. I don't believe that Obama cares about a second term. Interestingly enough, I think what he wants to do is he's been inserted. He wants to push this agenda, which is why I think 2010 through 2012 is going to be such a fascinating time, because they are going to get spanked in November, regardless of who takes the House. There's going to be a big groundswell. We're seeing it now. And, once people get a hold of power, they're loath to give it up.
Oh, absolutely.
And, it's going to be really fascinating to see whether the American electorate gets a bonehead of the week award at some point and falls for this again. I know people personally who won't admit to me now that they voted for Obama in 2008 that I can guarantee you are not going to vote for him in 2012. But I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
I mean, he's made the statement.
Yeah, I think he wanted I think he wants to be known for history as far as bringing in health care. I think that's what his angle is.
Well, we'll let somebody go down in history for getting rid of it. Here's the thing. I would love, Aaron, to see the Democrats who stood up and applauded at Kyle Derone's statements about American gun control. I would love to see them start trying to run again on gun control. I'd love to see them make that an issue. I don't think they're stupid enough to do it. Your thoughts?
No, they're not. And I think that, you know, when we brought out our film, No Guns for Negroes, a lot of these loudmouths about gun control went silent. The danger is that while they're remaining silent on the issue nationally, they're working on it from an international perspective with the United Nations.
Let's go there. I'm glad you brought that up. You're going the direction I wanted to take you.
You know, see, they don't have to run on gun control for or against it now. They're trying to bring gun control to America through the United Nations.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about that. We're talking about the UN treaty, and I was going to ask you about that. You talk about that a little bit, and you've got some stuff on your site about it. Let's educate some folks about that.
Well, the United Nations Small Arms Treaty came about with the United States' involvement with the Obama administration, because during the Bush administration, a fellow named Bolton said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to get involved. Don't include us out, to paraphrase a quote from Samuel Golden. So the Obama administration, along with the help of Hillary Clinton, has now said, well, America's going to sign on to this. We're interested. We'll be a party to this treaty, and we want to help bring it about. So we have a very dangerous situation now, where up until now, the U.S. government said, no, we're not going to have the rest of the world tell us what to do with small arms. And now you have the Obama administration saying, oh, why not? It's a good idea. So he doesn't have to talk about Sarah Brady gun control nonsense on a national level. He's trying to circumvent the whole thing by doing it on an international level.
Yeah, fortunately, people are, again, awake. And if they're not completely awake yet, they're yawning and they're stretching their arms and they're waking up. They're doing that big, what in the world is going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined by my producer, Sean Young, and also Aaron Zellman, founder of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And we'll be right back after these messages with Sean and Aaron. See you in a couple seconds.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
1 500-pound wild boar. 1 9-millimeter round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We're talking about guns and ammunition. They do go together. And the right to bear arms, that also goes together, Sean. And we're talking about it inside the District of Columbia.
Absolutely.
And that is fun. It's fun. It's always fun to bring a breath of fresh air. Some of these poor folks up there have been so oppressed for so many years and been held down and legislated out of their constitutional rights by, quite frankly, a bunch of kooks in the D.C. City Council. And, people are going to start coming around. We had the mayor of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Daley, who is going to win a Bonehead of the Week award this week for some just outrageous comments that he made this week at a press conference. This guy is a zealot. I mean, he just can't get it out of his head.
And you would think with the crime spree that they're having in Chicago, they would get it.
Well,
I don't get that.
You'd think. But here's a guy that's been entrenched for 20 years. 20 years. His family so entrenched in corruption up there that it's the norm. And I want to welcome back Aaron Zellman, the founder of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Aaron, welcome back. I want to get your comments on a number of topics before we end. The segments fly by on Armed American Radio. When we left at the break, you were discussing the UN Small Arms Treaty. Can you tell us how this came about?
Well, it's pretty simple. The UN Small Arms Treaty has been on the drawing board for many years. And it's just this last year that it's because of the Obama administration that it's now becoming a major issue for Americans, because the U.S. government under Obama has now signed on to the treaty. Mm. Up until Obama, no U.S. government signed on to the treaty.
And it is a backdoor end run right smack around the U.S. Constitution, folks.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what this is. And they've done it and are doing it without even discussing it with you. Now, you hear Hillary Clinton every once in a while. One of the liberal hack media outlets will mention that they signed it, but they'll portray it in this giddy light that it isn't going to affect American Second Amendment rights. And, you know, you hear the Brady campaign out there giving Obama an F. You know, they don't like anybody. They just don't get it through their heads. They can't figure this stuff out. They're out there now praising Felipe Calderon and his unbelievable comments. I mean, they're loving it. They're siding with the Mexican government. They're siding with this guy. And, you know, like you, Aaron, I have very good friends that live in Mexico in very troubled areas, and I'm speaking specifically of Juarez, Mexico. I have friends that live there. I've been there myself. Juarez, Mexico has never been a really friendly town, and it is now the hub of smuggling, drug smuggling, and everything else, just across from the very beautiful U.S. city of El Paso. And a very difficult time being had by good law-abiding people down there who are what? Disarmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, what's their murder rate up to now?
Oh, it's outrageous. I saw a report the other day about Juarez and some of the things that are going on in Juarez, and I was blown away. And I'm here in Dallas, so I'm right there. I mean, yeah. This war is right on the verge of coming into the United States. You know, if you look at the reports coming out of Arizona, I mean, these guys, you know, they just don't get it.
Well, the states are fighting back, and Arizona, we all know what Arizona's doing. I love it. And as far as boycotts are concerned, go to Arizona. Spend your money in Arizona.
Absolutely.
Because give them your money. Support them. Because you know what, Aaron? 84% of Americans from the latest polls I've seen support what's happening in Arizona. Why is a U.S. president siding against 84% of the American population? And, of course, I know we can go back to health care and we can go back to that argument that he just doesn't care. And he's siding with this gun control whack job in Mexico, claiming to, don't you love that? Oh, I respect the Second Amendment. I think everybody should be able to hunt.
Well, I think that my advice to Mr. Obama is to continue doing what he's doing, because more and more people will wake up. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a theory at JPFO, Mark. It's called worse is better. And the worse the things become, the more people start to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Tea Party movement is a good example of that.
Absolutely.
So I think the worse is better really works in our favor.
It is in this case. I believe that. That's why I said I would love to see somebody in the U.S. Congress decide to make gun control a big issue on the floor. I would love that. Americans are aware.
They won't. You know, there's two things that I know that the JPFO has been involved with. Excuse me. And that is that, we've exposed the 68 Gun Control Act as being based on the 1938 Nazi gun control laws.
Almost word for word. Almost word for word.
And so the FBI knows about that, and the Justice Department knows about it. There are certainly members of Congress who know about it. And now, of course, we've put another layer on top of that, showing the racist roots of America's gun control laws. How America's gun control laws, just like Nazi gun control laws, were based on racial fear. And so there are people in the Congress who are not too anxious to be painted with the brush of showing their support for racism or for Nazi policies.
I don't
know if they're going to do anything about that right now. If they really controlled the Congress, especially the Senate, they might move on it. But because they really don't care what the American people think.
No, they've proven that. They've proven that, and they're proving it right now. Their commander in chief, their leader in chief, is proving that right now when he's clapping along with them and everybody's standing up. They're showing their true colors.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, I want to switch gears with you for one second. The Jewish community and the support for Obama, from a gun control standpoint, what are you hearing within the community?
Well, first of all, you could summarize it as dangerous stupidity. Over 80% of the Jewish community was actively supportive for Obama. But the majority of Jews in America still are not interested in gun ownership. About 97% of the Jews in America support gun control. A lot of people don't realize that.
Really?
Just
one of the reasons
that
JPFO exists. In fact, you know, we're working on another film called No Guns for Jews.
Wow.
And it will expose the dangerous stupidity of the leadership of the Jewish community that does support gun control, among other things.
Now, let's talk about Israel. How frowned upon is gun ownership, private gun ownership in Israel?
Well, you know, it's very confusing there. If you are part of the active duty reserves, you have your M16 and you're expected to keep it as close to you as you would your shoes and socks. But if you're not part of the reserves, you have to jump through a lot of hoops to be able to obtain a firearm, a carry permit.
Now, are you making any waves? Your organization has been around for 20 years, and you guys have a powerful, powerful group. You are a no-compromise deal, and no-compromise to JPFO means no-compromise. Obviously, I'm very familiar with your work as a contributor, Concealed Carry Magazine, and Tim Schmidt and everybody else, who you quote on the website. No-compromise means no-compromise. Are you making waves within that community now? We've got about 15 seconds.
Within the Jewish community?
Yes, sir.
We've always made waves in the Jewish community, and they try to ignore us, but we keep exposing their dangerous stupidity. We keep exposing frauds in the Jewish community, such as Charlie Schumer and
Dianne Feinstein. Aaron, I've got to cut you off, my friend. I wish I didn't. We've got about 15 seconds left. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, Washington, D.C. We're talking to you, and we will be right back after these messages with our number two right here. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this coming up.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.